This is Pastor Jim Kibler. Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the Spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your 10-free day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his proposed peace plan for the Middle East, which would create two states, Israel and Palestine. But his plan received a mixed reaction from Christian leaders. Find out more after this break.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home.
On January 28th, President Donald Trump formally announced his administration's Middle East peace plan alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The plan, called Peace to Prosperity, is a two-state solution that proposes a Palestinian state with more than double the amount of land Palestinians currently occupy and would force Israel to halt expanding its territory for 4 years. However, the plan would give Israel sovereignty over the contested Golan Heights region and the capital city of Jerusalem, legitimize many disputed Israeli settlements, and offer Palestinians less land than previously proposed two-state deals. As a result, despite Israel taking concessions, Palestinian Authority Chairman Mahmoud Abbas rejected the deal unequivocally and said it should be thrown into the dustbin of history. The plan was reportedly developed without consulting or meeting with Palestinians. The news comes in the middle of a fraught time for both Trump and Netanyahu, as both are being investigated by their governments for alleged corruption. Netanyahu was officially indicted by Israel the morning of the announcements, while Trump awaits the outcome of his Senate impeachment trial. Both face re-elections later this year, and it is unclear at this time whether the plan will bolster either one's popularity at home. Further details of the plan include that no Israelis or Palestinians would be forced to leave their homes, and that roughly $50 billion would go to the new Palestinian state if they agree to Trump's plan. Both Netanyahu and his political rival in the March election, Benny Gantz, have agreed to abide by this plan if elected. The plan received a mixed reaction from evangelical leaders. Some, like Reverend Samuel Rodriguez and Dr. Mike Evans, praised the plan. Rodriguez wrote in a statement, "I want to commend the president and his team, led by Jared Kushner, for developing a remarkable vision for peace that has the actual potential to transform the lives of millions throughout the Middle East." But others, like Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver, called the plan a non-starter in a statement, saying, "You cannot appease people who want to eliminate the Jews and wipe out Israel by giving them land. We now have a terrorist group controlling Gaza, and other areas under the Palestinian Authority are unsafe. Creating a Palestinian state will merely expand their terrorist activities to more strategic locations in Jerusalem." In a column posted Wednesday on Charisma News, Dr. Michael Brown struck a balanced tone, writing that though he desired peace and trusted the leaders who came up with the plan, some believers have legitimate practical and moral objections to any two-state solution. Brown wrote, "Many evangelical Christians and Messianic Jews are dead set against a two-state solution or a divided Jerusalem in any sense of the word. They feel that to divide the land is to defy God and His word." Dr. Mike Evans, however, believes that Christians should not be concerned about the two-state rhetoric, telling Charisma News in a phone interview that even if Palestine is granted statehood, it will not be a traditional state. He said, "If you want to call it a state, without airspace, armies, or treaties, you can, but it's not going to be a traditional state." But he also admitted the plan was unlikely to be accepted by the current Palestinian leadership. If you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through our new Charisma Audio service. And for more information, check out charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.